afternoon. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, broadcasting live from UBC, located on unceded Musqueam territory. I'm your host, Nina Panini, and this is Deliberate Noise. Tomorrow is just a waste of time. This episode goes out to my friend Alicia, who just got her wisdom teeth out, and she is just the cutest, chubbiest thing I've ever seen, and I wish I could give you a giant hug, but you're too far away, so I made you this playlist instead, and I hope it cheers you up. First song today is by Nice Apple. It's called I Feel Bad on CITR 101.9 FM.
Thank you.
That song's called Platinum Baby. That's by Luge. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, Nina Panini. I'm now joined by my special guest, Claire.
Hey.
Hey, Claire.
Hello.
What are you doing?
Sorry, the mic. I just realized that the mic is kind of angled down, and I guess it sounds fine here, too.
You kind of look like a hamster, like, trying to drink from the water drippy thing.
That's exactly how I feel.
Yeah, your neck's going to hurt if we talk too long. All right, we'll keep this short.
For the sake of my spine.
Yeah. How are you holding up? Exams starting soon?
Oh, yeah, big time. I was up all night doing a model on fish.
What the?
Yeah.
What kind of fish?
Any fish, really.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was like about marine protected areas and population dynamics.
Are you going to apply to be one of the people who holds up the giant inflatable orcas?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about you?
Got better things to do.
Doesn't go so well with your outfit?
Nah, not really. Not really,
yeah,
no.
You wear too much color.
I think I'd be a bit too sweaty. You know, if I was holding up the...
Yeah.
You could just see all the armpit sweat the whole time.
Yeah. I'd be great because it would be really tall. Like, I'd be the tallest.
Exactly.
Orca.
Wait, are orcas fish? No.
No.
I but fail biology.
They're pretty close. They're marine.
Marine mammals.
Marine vertebrates.
I learned something today.
I mean, like, if we're fish, then orcas are fish.
I like that logic.
Yeah.
All right, Claire, let's go to Montreal.
Yeah.
Where it's really cold.
Get away.
I'm going to play some anemone, and then we're going to...
I like that name.
Yeah,
very marine.
I'm going to play some anemone. We've got a new song called Sunshine, Back to the Start, and this will be off of the upcoming album Beat My Distance, which will be out February 15th. And then you're also going to hear a new song by Homeshake. Homeshake also has a new album coming out on the same day, February 15th.
After Valentine's Day.
Yeah. Everyone's just...
For all the heartbreak.
So let's go to Montreal. Let's listen to some Sunshine by Anemone.
Thank you.
Like Mariah by Homeshake. Mariah Carey, that is.
Yeah.
He actually tagged Mariah Carey.
Oh, it is about Mariah. Wow.
Yeah, fully.
Secret fan.
I mean, it's not even a secret. Straight up tagged her on the album on Bandcamp.
Wow.
Homeshake, everybody.
Imagine if Homeshake and Mariah Carey started dating.
Oh, my God.
Be like the new Elon Musk and Grimes.
Oh, Claire. Make it happen. All right. That was from the upcoming album, Helium, by Homeshake. And before that was some Anemone, also from an upcoming album, both out February 15th. Next, I want to talk about a couple of shows coming up this Friday. There's a lot of shows this Friday, Claire.
Mm-hmm.
So two of the main big ones that I noticed were there's one at Redgate called the Redgate Holiday Extravaganza. And it's also a fundraiser for the Overdose Prevention Society. So December 7th, you can see Swim Team, Freak Dream, Pale Red, Muncho Joe. Don't know who that is, but seems like a good time at Redgate. And there's also another show at the Toast Collective called R&R, Xmas Dance Special.
Wow.
So it's like performances and readings, and then there's a couple of bands playing.
And the Toast Collective is on Kingsway, right?
Yeah, it's like Kingsway, just off Fraser.
Mm-hmm.
You just go in the back way, but otherwise it's not hard to find.
Yeah.
Pretty
small,
though.
It's very cute.
Yeah. And I think if you go to the R&R show at the Toast, it's like, I think it's $10.
Not bad.
If you want to also go to the Redgate show, you just show your stamp from that show and then you get in for half the cover.
And it's only like a 20-minute walk.
Yeah.
Brisk, maybe 15.
Or you could just take the Kingsway bus.
Yeah. You could take the 8 or the 19. Both would work.
Claire is better than Google Maps. All right. So let's hear a couple songs from bands playing those two shows. We're going to hear one called Correspondent by Swim Team, who is playing the Redgate show. And then we'll hear some Champion Lawnmower, who's playing the R&R show at the Toast. So here's Correspondent by Swim Team on CITR 101.9 FM.
How can I remember? everyone. Is school stressing and is campus safety concerning you? Join UBC Tai Chi Club to de-stress and learn self-defense. Simply search UBC Tai Chi Club on Facebook to receive notifications about our lessons. See you there!
Stew's the stew for you. Do you do the stew that stews? Come find out at UBC Sprouts.
Located in the basement of the AMS Nest and on the penthouse of the GSS building. Open weekdays 9 to 4:30.
UBC Sprouts is your home for cheap,
tasty,
organic,
locally sourced,
vegan stew and baked goods. If the search has been long
and futile and brutal. Flemish Art recording artist Preoccupations returned to Vancouver on December 15th. Preoccupations is joining forces with Proto Martyr and Hurry Up for a legendary night at Venue, presented by Blueprint Live. Get your tickets today through bplive.ca. That's bplive.ca.
You're the best by Champion Lawnmower. Alicia, if you're still listening to this, you're the best.
You are the best, Alicia.
What a champion.
She is.
Truly is.
Yeah.
Next.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
I mentioned those two shows happening Friday at Redgate and The Toast. And there's actually another show.
Whoa.
Also happening Friday. Also very worth going to. It is... Laverne and Did You Die and Palm Haze and Hypatia. And they're playing at this new venue called Static Jupiter, which is found at 25 East 6th. So I guess close to all those other venues.
Yeah, that's a tour.
Right around. Yeah, I mean, you could honestly hit up all three of those shows in one night.
You could venue hop. Yeah. That would be so fun.
I mean, so many good bands to see. I want to play a song by Laverne because they just released an album called Yarrow and I really like it. So we're going to hear Billy by Laverne on CITR.
Tokyo telling lies, mother's in the kitchen, she's watching as I cry, there's no one left to say, there's no one left to say, well I could, what I could be, what I could surely be, I love it sometimes, and I love it sometimes. You know I do beseech, and I love it sometimes, and I love it sometimes. Well, don't go telling lies, don't go telling lies. Mother's in the kitchen, and she's watching as I cry. Werewolf baby, werewolf baby, are you?
me sick to think that I could sing so
So that's a band called Cloudage. Song's called Crystal Clear, and the album name has a swear word in it. Get ready. It's called Fuckboy.
Nice. it's all one word though.
Yeah, and spelled with an I.
Yeah,
instead of a Y. Before that, Werewolf Baby by Smithy Ramone. Beautiful, good stuff. All right, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. It's Deliberate Noise, and it's time now for your weekly toilet seat cover.
Woo!
So, the time of the show where I just start having a BM and start thinking about bathrooms. So, I was thinking, what's a bathroom I've been to with my friend Alicia? And I remembered one we went to in the summertime. It was somebody's birthday party, and we were going out downtown. So I thought, okay, I'll wear some high heels. Claire, it was a bad idea.
Yeah.
I had blisters within 10 minutes. So we get to this place called The Local, getting some drinks, and I'm like, I have to go to the bathroom and put Band-Aids on my feet. And then I get to the bathroom, and I'm like, this is a really cool bathroom. It was, like, gender neutral. So you go in the main door, and then there's, like, a circle of sinks. And then there's just, like, a whole bunch of stalls, but it wasn't like a line of stalls. It was kind of like you kind of went around a corner. You're like, are there more stalls over there? Like, I don't know. Like, it's kind of a maze. It was small, but it was kind of a maze.
Like a Harry Potter bathroom.
Exactly. I felt like, and it was super dark too.
Wow.
That was actually a downside to this bathroom.
Yeah, because you can't see your own blisters.
I mean, like, A, they could really have had like a chair for someone to sit down and put their blister Band-Aids on.
Uh-huh.
That would have been great. But also, when I wanted to touch up my makeup, it was just like, no, sorry. just assume you look fine. And there's no light for putting on your lipstick. But The Local had a sweet, gender-neutral bathroom. And the sinks were just like straight out of... I even want to call this place like a lavatory.
Wow.
That's how Harry Potter-like it was.
Yeah. The place downstairs, Gilt & Co., which I think they're owned by the same... people or group, and they have similar bathrooms that are really cool. They have like two entrances, so it looks like there's two bathrooms for men and women, and then you walk in and it's the same room.
Ooh.
I love that. And
that's
it's got
people.
Yeah, it's got like a one-way glass mirror or something.
What?
So you can like see, I can't remember exactly where they put it, but like you can see outside the bathroom into the rest of the bar. So like you can scout out.
Oh, it's looking out.
Yeah.
Oh, it's not like people on the outside looking in.
That would
bathroom.
Be so good.
Like you're looking in the mirror
that.
In the bathroom. You're like, you know, like.
Yeah. And you just know
and
everyone's
then someone's
watching you.
Okay. No, that would be illegal. I like the idea though. All right. Your cover for this week is by Cherry Glazer. It's a cover of I'm Your Man by Leonard Cohen originally.
Lenny.
Yeah, so your mom really hates Leonard Cohen,
yeah,
eh?
Hates him. She thinks that he goes after young ladies.
Okay.
A little too, I mean, used to go after young ladies a little too passionately.
Mm.
And my dad thinks he's one of the greatest artists of all time.
Classic.
So she found a poem that he wrote, like, pre-fame about a very, very young girl and printed it out and put it on her counter. It's a little disturbing. I would, like, if you're interested, I would suggest looking it up. Okay, no, never mind. He's like, yeah, I don't know if that's really relevant anymore. It might be.
No, I just read a whole book by him, and I'm good.
You're done.
I'm done.
Yeah, yeah. Once you get a taste of Lenny, you kind of get the full picture.
Yeah, someone recommended it to me and was like, you have to read it. Like, I think you'll like it. And I'm just a bit offended, you know? Why did you think I would like this? Anyway, all right, let's listen to this song. Originally by Leonard Cohen, covered by Cherry Glazer, I'm Your Man.
Is a better place because of Kim Kardashian's empire, Cheetos, fleece material, and Discorder.
It's a local independent music magazine from CITR.
Which means that we can print whatever we heckin' want.
Album and live show reviews, interviews with artists, and sweet illustrations grace our pages.
And even you, listener, can contribute. Just visit CITR.ca/discorder/contribute. You can grab it around town or read it at discorder.ca.
Forever local and forever free.
Join us every other Wednesday from 6:30 to 8 p.m. for Sam Squanch's Hideaway with your host, Anita B., as she plays all Canadian music with a focus on indie rock and pop.
That was a song by Big Joni called Way Out. They're from London. That's off their new album, Sistas. And I just want to apologize. I feel like there was like a bunch of things playing at once. Mm-hmm. I was a little bit flustered. We had a caller and we tried really hard to pick up the phone. And we actually did kind of pick it up. But
he was hearing like everything under the sun.
And I'm not sure how much you guys out there were hearing. I don't know if you could hear that call. I don't know what I clicked.
Thanks to Alan.
Thank you so much, Alan, for calling in. At first, we weren't sure what the direction of the...
Yeah, I thought he was upset with us for talking smack about Leonard Cohen.
And ruining his lunch.
Yeah, but he was happy and encouraging.
Yeah, that was...
so nice.
That was fun. Thanks for calling in. I promise we will figure out how to actually pick up phone calls properly.
Yeah. Don't hesitate to call in.
Yeah. Please keep calling so we can practice and actually figure it out. That was the first time we
have successfully
almost successfully picked up the phone, so that was sweet. All right. Sorry for forgetting to close whatever window was going on. You probably heard like a bunch of songs at once. Sorry. Anyway, we're going to continue on with some good stuff. I've got a song called Puddin' Cup by a band called Poo Poo Patrol. And yummy. I just thought this was too funny to not play. So here we go. Puddin' Cup on CITR.
It's like a cold beer in a hot tank room, staring at the rainy moon. It's like piano keys on salty knees, hanging out and making cheese. Out of curds and whey, won't you stay another day? Hey, hey, hey. It's like whipped cream on a pudding cup. Call my friend, he said, what's up?
Hey, man.
What's up? Said, hey, man, do you want a toke? I said, no, I'm on a tea break. No, I'm on a tea break.
No, I'm on a tea break.
No, I'm on a tea break.
No, I'm on a tea break.
I'm on a tea break.
I'm on a tea break.
No, I'm on a tea break.
I'm on a tea break.
No, I'm on a tea break. I'm on a tea break. I'm on a tea break. I'm on a tea break.
That's some beautiful Future Star, the song Skating Backwards. And we're at the end of the hour now. Claire, unfortunately, goes by so fast. Now we have to go home and do our projects and study. Poo butts.
Oh, don't well. Like
it. There is a bright side, Claire.
Yeah. Hopefully we made Alicia feel better.
Yeah. I think she was listening. Shout out to Alicia. She actually listens every week. Can you believe that?
Yeah, makes me happy.
I just, so happy. There is a bright side to this winter season. When our exams are all done and over with, there is a fabulous show happening at the Croatian Cultural Center, December 22. It is the Kingfisher Blues 11th Annual Christmas Party. And, oh my gosh, there's so many bands playing, Claire. Peach Pit.
Wow.
Winona Forever.
Wow.
Club Sofa. Necking.
No way.
Tim the Mute. He actually, like, runs the Kingfisher.
I don't know that one.
Record label, I'm pretty
sure. He's great.
He's great. He just gets on stage, wails on his guitar, and, like, screams. He's so fabulous. That's where I got that, you know, that patch I have that says, Why Live?
Oh!
That's a Tim the Mute.
I love that one.
Yeah. And then there's, like, six or seven more bands playing on top of that.
Wow.
So December 22, I'm really looking forward to this show. I went last year. It was at the Russian Hall, and that was where I saw Club Sofa for the first time.
I remember you talking about them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, great, great show. So definitely check that one out. I've also never been to the Croatian Cultural Center, despite being Croatian, so I feel like I need to check that out.
It's not bad.
Yeah?
Yeah, I went to a birthday party there one time.
I heard about that birthday party.
Yeah.
We're not going to talk about it anymore.
No.
Never again. So I just want to end off with a song by Winona Forever, because they live in Montreal now, so I haven't got to see them in a while.
Yeah.
But they're coming back to play this show and probably some other ones. So I'm going to play their song Five Alive, which I did play a few weeks ago.
Yeah. And check out the video. The video is so good.
It is really well done. It's very cute. Yeah, you're going to like this one. You probably already know it. And thank you so much for tuning in. Tune in again next week for more Deliberate Noise. And keep listening to CITR for more great programming. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Peace out, everybody. And good luck on your exams.
Yeah, big time.
And Alicia, I love you. Okay, bye.